Jerry Bader Show, 927. By the way, one other thought on the 6th Congressional District. The spending reports are coming out for the candidates in that race. And State Senator Glenn Grothman and Representative Dewey Strobel are doing a lot of self-funding. Strobel is reporting raising a whopping $12,800 from other contributors in the latest reporting period. Coincidentally, that is the same amount rumored to be in Strobel's change jar on his nightstand. That's a little joke there from blogger James Widgerson. Let's see. Strobel still has $262,000 plus for cash on hand. Strobel's in his own checkbook for another $350,000, bringing the total he has loaned his campaign to $691,949. Now, here's something else to note. All three candidates have paid for polling. Joe Leibom has paid a public opinion strategies $16,005. Grothman has paid On Message Inc. about $16,000. Appears the going rate's about $16,000. Dewey paid Wilson Perkins Allen Opinion Research about $16,000. So just less than $16,000 and about nearly $17,000 is what they're paying. That means they all have numbers. That means they all have internal numbers as to how the race is turning. Now, I'm the total speculation on my part. That would tell me Dewey's numbers tell him he's got to do what he's doing. That's what it would tell me. But I haven't seen the numbers. Okay, I guess I learned something. I learned something with yesterday's Supreme Court rulings, particularly when it comes to the photo ID law. Okay, they can actually change a law to make it constitutional. They tweaked the photo ID law. Now, this may or may not end up being for naught because, of course, on the federal level, it's on hold. But I was among those who thought the state Supreme Court of Wisconsin was also going to reject the constitutionality of photo ID. They did not. But they tweaked it, which I guess I didn't really know they could do. We'll get to that in about 5 minutes. And what does it really mean, given that there are other challenges to this law? It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofing.